Wake up call for April 2nd and April 3rd, 2022. Wake up call for April 2nd and April 3rd, 2022.
Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and thank you for tuning in and joining us again today. But, folks, I'm going to tell you what, it's going to be a hot show because I'm hot. I was listening to Todd Starnes this afternoon, and I could not believe what I heard. Our president, Brandon, has come out with, what was it called?
National Transgender Visibility Day.
Yeah, I can't remember it because I got so hot over what he had to say. And I'm going to play the clip and let you hear it
now,
for yourself.
Before you do that, folks, right now it is March 31st. It is not April Fool's Day.
Right.
This is not
This is not a joke. Oh, wait till you hear his words.
Here, let's listen to our president.
Stop saying our president.
Well, he's not my president.
Everyone celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility. I want you to know that your president sees you. Jill, Kamala, Doug, our entire administration sees you for who you are, made in the image of God and deserving of dignity, respect, and support. But we know it's hard when there are those out there who don't see you and don't respect you. For example, the onslaught of anti-transgender state laws attacking you and your families is simply wrong. This administration is standing up for you against all these hateful bills, and we're committed to advancing transgender equality in the classroom, on the playing field, at work, in our military, in our housing and healthcare systems, everywhere, simply everywhere. Today, we're announcing even more steps, but there's always more work to do. To end the epidemic of violence against transgender women of color and girls of color. To ensure transgender seniors can age with dignity. And to finally pass a bipartisan Equality Act. To help transgender persons around the world live free from discrimination and violence. Above all, to be there with you. To parents of transgender children, affirming your child's identity is one of the most powerful things you can do to keep them safe and healthy. To any transgender American who's struggling, please know that you're not alone. To parents and children alike, please ask for help. And know this, you're so brave. You belong. And we have your back.
That's all I can tell you.
God bless
that's
you
it.
All.
That's it. That's it. That's all I
More
can tell you.
Than I know.
Well, that's the first time I heard it, but my first reaction is, how dare you, President Satan, invoke the name of God and then call this trans garbage? What is transgender?
Well,
my wife
illness.
Would tell you there are only three genders, male sex, female sex, and insects.
Right.
Well, this is for you, Mr. President. When you say that transgender is made in the image of God, I don't know what Bible you are reading or grew up with or whatever, but I'm going to quote you out of the New King James Version, okay? And this is in Genesis 5:2. And I know you can probably get Kamala to help you look that up because you're probably not capable of doing that. But in the New King James Version, Genesis 5:2 says, He, which is God, created them male and female and blessed them and called them mankind in the day they were created. Now, in case you don't follow along with the New King James Version, we'll go to the New International Version. He created them, male and female, and blessed them. And then the New Living Translation, He, meaning God again, created them, male and female. Okay? And the English Standard Version, male and female, He created them. And let's see here. There's the New American Standard. He created them male and female. Now, I hope that clears up any confusion you might have about the genders. He created them male and female. And he did not create them in the image of, well, actually he did. As human beings, they were created in the image of God. The transgender stuff is something they have created for themselves. Melissa?
I just do not think they have any right to call themselves Christians anymore. If you are not following the teachings of the Bible, stop saying you're a Catholic or a man of God, or if you do not believe that there are two genders, and I'm just done. That you can't have that attitude that you're a Christian and then spout that kind of stuff that he did today.
I understand your distress, Melissa, and agree that it is very distressing. I wouldn't go so far as to say someone is not a Christian who says they are, but I understand that it's strange. Transgenderism is really mental illness. Alan Harrop, who has a PhD in this sort of thing and is one of our CCTA members, has said that gender confusion, gender dysphoria, is a problem that typically, if it's not spoken to at all, in something like 70% of the cases, it just disperses mm-hmm. and it goes away. The kindest thing that can be done is to help a child become comfortable with whatever gender he or she is. Mm-hmm. What Biden is doing is really a horrible thing to people because the suicide rate.
Hold on, Rainer, let me interrupt you. That last statement you said, make them comfortable with whatever he or she is?
Mm-hmm. Not what? Biologically, how they were born.
Biologically, not how they think they are, or are they being, because the second part of Biden's statement was made in the image of God and instructed parents to affirm kids who might be confused about their gender.
That is absolutely, anybody who believes that is being led astray.
Nobody had explained to me the difference between the sexes, because when I was a kid, there was dogs, cats, cattle, pigs, there were all that kind of stuff around me, and I saw a lot of them born. I helped birth a lot of them, even as a fairly young child. And I could look at myself and see which one I was. You know, I mean, it doesn't make any sense that there's confusion about it to me.
Well, no, it doesn't make any sense. I'm very confused on how these people can even be confused about it.
So I want to remind everybody, you know, of an interesting entertainment act called Magic, a magic show, where the guy distracts you so that you're not watching what he's really doing. He holds the right hand out and he's waving the right hand all the time. He's doing something with his left hand that you don't notice. And this we're seeing is a show, folks. Joseph R. Biden committed treason against the United States many, many, many times over. All the things you see going on in the Ukraine are because we have a feckless idiot in the White House who gave away $80 million of our best top secret hardware and left Americans behind in Afghanistan. Putin would never have attempted this if we had a president with a spine. So this is a show, and oh, let's not forget now, Hunter Biden's laptop has been authenticated. The guy's guilty of child porn, money laundering, and all kinds of other things.
And even drive-by media are caught onto it now and agree with it, yes. So,
I mean, this is a distraction. He wants to keep his last remaining son out of prison. He wants to stay out of prison himself. I think the guy ought to be hung after he's convicted.
I'm going to agree with what Doug said. This is not only a distraction, it's a way of galvanizing the most radical elements of the Democrat Party. There's a midterm election in November. The Democrats are not looking good. And they're not listening to the pundits who are saying you've got to move toward the center if you even want to hold your own. They're listening to idiots like AOC who's saying we've got to move further left. But this is, you're right, this is a sideshow to distract us from the inflation, from the gas prices, from the general what we're seeing is the attempt to wipe out the middle class. And if he can keep us distracted and at each other's throats, and I want to say we do not condemn transgender people.
I feel sorry for
them. We do not do that.
Well, now, he addressed that. He said he took aim at anti-transgender state laws that he labeled hateful.
Well, he can label them.
His administration is fighting against them.
He can label them any way he wants to. That does not mean that that's what they are. And I don't think anyone at this table would say, I hate someone because they're transgender. I don't believe that. I think the real instinct is to help that person come to
reality.
A comfort zone with who they actually are.
No, come to reality and get comfortable with reality. That's what they need.
Well, the state laws that they're saying are hateful, they are to protect children. They
yes.
are to protect children who are not of age to consent from their parents taking them to a doctor and having their entire life changed.
What? Yes.
By changing their gender, by putting them on hormone blockers. These laws actually doing worse. And these laws are also that the schools cannot do this without allowing the parents, without alerting them to what is going on with their
and
own
some
child.
Some of them are doing these that.
They are. And well, that is why these laws are happening.
That opens a lot of doors and lets a lot of things out, because talking about the division that's being called by this administration, it's not just this administration. It's been going on for decades. And the indoctrination in the schools to separate the child from the parent, mm-hmm. to turn
yes.
the child against the parent, to tell the child the parents are wrong, the parents are telling you the wrong thing. This is and they've pretty much done that, pushed the parents out of the child's education altogether.
But one of the good things about the pandemic is parents have caught on.
Right.
They have.
Then
but why did they do that,
The schools have been caught by the parents, and they are rearing up on their hind legs like nobody's business.
To quote, a news story I heard on that very subject was, there's a mass exodus from the public school system.
And with that being said, they're trying to get your children so bad.
Right.
What did Hitler say?
Go after the youth. Yeah.
I don't need you. I
adopt
have
your children. Right.
Yes.
All right. We've got to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government. to protect individual liberty and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Folks, as you listen to the commercials from our sponsors, I ask you to please go out and support them. Tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call. We support them. I love Moore's Barbecue, 70 East, Pawn and Gun Shop. We're having a gun raffle now with a 9mm carbine that we got from them. It's an excellent firearm, and I've bought several other firearms there. They've got the biggest selection around this part of town or part of the country. We've got so many wonderful sponsors that we just, when you listen to the commercials, please go out and support them. Melissa?
So we all know, going back to our first topic, that this is a distraction. I mean, if you pay attention like we all do, we know that. We knew it as soon as it popped up. Now, the outrage of the words he used, it's going to take me a long time to get over that. But just to let you know how big of a distraction, guys, 5.6% identify as LGBT, okay?
Now, that's according to a poll. Now, who did the poll? Well, you know how polls go.
But even still, that 5.6 of our, 0.6% of the population, which Doug helped me out with the numbers, I needed it, is 2.1 million. Okay, so we have about 300 million, so 2.1 million. 0.6% of the population say they identify as transgender. Now, ironically, once that gets over the age of 24, that number drops. They're no longer transgender. 42% of Americans say they know a transgender, which I don't think those numbers match up.
No, they don't.
Has anybody here ever met one?
No.
No.
They all know the same person.
No, they must. So it doesn't matter. I guess they're all talking about a celebrity. So let's say Caitlyn Jenner. So yes, now everyone's like, oh, yes, I know one. Personally, no one? No, there's no one. So that is such a teeny tiny percent. And just really think about that. Such effort. And all this noise and all right in these, because it wasn't just announcing that they're making this holiday, it's policies that followed, okay, that are coming out that they're doing today and tomorrow.
And it's tax dollars.
So this is the time, the energy, the effort, the hoopla that they put into this for such a tiny percentage. What is the percentage of homeless? What is the percentage of abused children, abused women? What is the percentage of people, true Americans, through no confusion, no fault of their own, suffer every single day? How much effort is he putting to them? Any? Nothing. Nothing. But we're going to do this over 0.6%.
We're in the middle of an international situation where nuclear war could break out at any moment. I mean, you've got countries that have nuclear capabilities, and they're warring with each other, and we're sitting over here worried about transgender issues?
No, we aren't worried about it, but that's what they want you to be worried about.
It's a distraction. Again, if you don't like what you're hearing out of Washington, let me remind you, we are 6 weeks away from a primary election. Your vote counts, and you have to go vote. And if you don't like what you're hearing, find out who endorses this garbage and vote against them, please.
Right. There are a huge number of candidates. I mean, I wish I had brought the list, but I mean, just for the U.S. Senate, there must be 15 or 20.
You guys have to know, I mean, it just where we're heading, the amount of money being spent to keep them in power, the amount of money being spent to totally cheat, I'm going to say it, you know. Yes, of course it's important to vote. Of course it's important to get the right people in there. It's important to pray every day.
Well, let's not forget.
If you pay attention, Doug brought up the fact that they left $80 billion worth of military equipment over there. And now he's trying to get more money right after passing this $3 trillion, I think it was, infrastructure bill, which included stuff in there for Ukraine, I believe.
Oh, the omnibus? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now he's trying to get more money to send to Ukraine. Mm-hmm. He's trying to get more money to protect their borders while our borders are wide open and letting any and everybody come in. Go ahead, Doug. I'm sorry.
I was going to say when Biden left all that hardware in Afghanistan, it was sitting out in the field. Mm-hmm. There were no people in the field. It was just hardware sitting in the field. He could have easily flown a drone over and bombed all of it and mm-hmm. destroyed it. Mm-hmm. Instead, he gave our best top secret weapons to Al-Qaeda and to ISIS over there.
And who they sell it to?
And they sold it to Russia and China and everybody else. And now they know our stuff. You know, I go to the air shows down here. I can't get within 50 yards of a Black Hawk helicopter.
Right. Yep. Right.
And they gave them away to our enemy. Now, Biden wants to distract from his treason.
Yeah, I mean, speculate that the Biden family may have profited off of that?
I don't have evidence of that,
I do have evidence.
Well,
we don't have to speculate. Like he's getting ready to tell you, there's plenty of evidence of his treason.
Well, what I was going to say is that there is evidence of election fraud. Why do you think there's a distraction? We've just got proof that there's an election fraud. It'll be on Frank's speech Monday night with the people who discovered it.
Let me interrupt here because I just remembered I was remiss. I was so passionate about what happened.
Oh, you've done it again.
I was so passionate about what we were going to talk about and so ticked off over it that I forgot to tell you that tonight we have Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
We have Doug Gould.
Hi.
And when Doug's talking about we have evidence of voter fraud and all that, I'll remind you that Doug is a cybersecurity expert that served on Mike Lindell's cybersecurity forum that they had, and he's been in that investigation. So I rely on what Doug tells me. And we got Hal and Rainer James.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
And we have Melissa.
Hello.
And I'm sorry I was remiss in that again. Mary, it was your fault.
I just want to mention, you know, we're watching all this money be poured into Ukraine and all this concern about Ukraine, and obviously, there are innocent people that are having a very bad time in Ukraine right now. But isn't it an incredible coincidence that they are so worried about Ukraine and all of the ties between Hunter Biden and Burisma and all the corruption in that government that has gone on? I mean,
well, all you have to do is follow the money. And I mean, I'll give you another example, totally separate from all this that we're talking about. And the money that's in Washington, D.C., and those people that are in power there. Did you know that Tesla is getting ready to do a stock split, a 5-to-1 stock split?
Well, Nancy Pelosi's husband just bought a bunch of stock.
No. He knew it before it was announced.
Yes.
And he bought $2.5 million worth of Tesla stock.
Before it split.
And that's been going on for years. Mm-hmm. And that's why somebody that works for us in the government, in the House of Representatives, is a multimillionaire.
Yep. One of the reasons.
Has more than one mansion, you know. That's been going on for years.
President Trump had a really neat statement on the Save America Pact today. He was asking that the Russians update the information on some financial arrangements.
Yes.
In that part of the world. And I think it was a bit tongue-in-cheek, but I expect it could be done.
You know, I think it's ironic that a Vietnamese company is going to build electric cars in North Carolina. That's news today.
Yep. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, you remember I said that, you know, there's a lot of cover-up going on here. So what does a criminal do when he commits a robbery or commits a crime? The first thing he does, he tries to wipe his fingerprints off and cover up what he did. We saw that happen in the elections where people deleted data and so forth. And I look at the Ukraine, and I think of that as the Biden's private money laundering field. What's the possibility that this war is to cover up the money laundering that the President of the United States and his family have been doing illegally.
Yep, yep.
I'll speculate that there's a high probability.
I think so.
He doesn't have an issue with money. Matter of fact, one of his quotes today was Biden said, you can save $80 a month if you just buy an electric vehicle. So he's looking out for,
And $80 a month will pay the $60,000, the payment on the $60,000 car?
Right.
Boy, I like that math.
All right, well, we need to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, you know, Melissa, you mentioned a while ago as we were talking about the percentages of transgender, you asked, what are the percentages of the homeless? And ironically, I came across this. It rolled up on my screen. Maxine Waters, one of our favorite Democrats who lives in a mansion, told homeless activists to go home.
Yes.
She and told the homeless to go home.
And they started screaming at her.
We ain't got no home. Mm-hmm. So that's what we've got running this country, and that's why we're in the mess we're in. I don't know.
Well, we've also got, you know, things that we were talking about coming up with the distractions. They're all, the news media is all abuzz about the hypocrisy with Clarence Thomas and his wife, Jenny Thomas. And so all of the talking heads are, should he, you know, he recuse himself? Should he be completely gotten rid of? Because she's an activist and apparently was texting with Mark Meadows and And of course, if you go, don't take the sound bites and the snippets, but go actually read from a reliable source the text. You know, it's not, they're just, everything's being blown out of proportion with that. But anyway, they're all upset about it. It's on every single news channel, every single talking point, every single where you can look. Even the super smart View talks about it. And you just think that, where was this outrage when Hillary Clinton was given an office in the West Wing of her husband's presidency? She was given an office to enact all of these policies and work closely with, you know, him as a president. But that was okay. She was an activist ever since she could vote.
Yep.
So then you have Ketanji Brown. She's being going through her
hearing
her hearings for the Supreme Court, and her it's the hearings. And then she is being an activist from the bench when she says that the law that came out about DHS was they were given the sole right to decide who was getting deported with the quick deportations. And she changed that, even though it very clearly stated as a law. Now, she did get overturned. Her ruling got overturned. But is that not activism from the bench?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, one thing about her that concerns me more than anything else is how she releases pedophiles and sex criminals out on the streets to do it again. Mm-hmm. I mean...
Well, Biden needs somebody in there to let his pedophile son off. And where do you think he got it from? You know, like to smell the hair of the little girl and reach down and feel the little girl on television while his parents are distracted with something. This guy is a creep.
You talk about the Biden laptop and, folks, the images and pictures, the videos and stuff on that laptop have been released on the internet for quite a while now. If you go and look at them, I don't advise everybody to do that, but be warned, if you do, they are very graphic. And most of the images of young girls are below the age of 14. They're kids. And one of them is his niece.
Well, you know, that is a definite. That the identity of his niece, that is a definite. You know, we do know that happened. And you're right. If you can look at a situation Biden is in, and he's put himself in many on national TV, if I saw any man treating one of my young girls that way, there would be a huge problem.
Right.
And he does this continuously. He's not Uncle Joe. Isn't Uncle a name that we used to give to pedos anyway?
But you got to understand that one of the things that we are getting acclimated to, the more that we talk about it, the less sensational any little bit of news is.
Yep.
Because it's if it's in the news every day, that's just another news article.
So right.
If we continue to talk about this and not take any action, it's just the normal noise.
That's what
it's what came after the and that's important, and not take any action.
Right.
Action needs to be taken.
That's what mainstream media has done over the years, is they have desensitized us.
Mm-hmm. It's called the marketing of evil. There's a book on this.
Right.
Subject.
They've desensitized us. I mean, things that used to shock you. Well, you know, I remember back in my teenage years when George Carlin came out with the 7 words you couldn't say on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can say anything you want to say, not just on TV, but anywhere you want to say it.
Not on this program. You edit it out.
Well, yeah. But, and folks, while we're on the subject of mainstream media, Melissa talked about if you'll go out and read the whole thing, and you got to be careful where you get your news from and who you're listening to. Now, I know that for most of you conservatives that are listening, Fox News has been your go-to for conservative news source for years, but Fox ain't the same Fox it was.
No.
Folks, I'm telling you. Matter of fact, breaking news today, Fox News hires prominent transgender activists, and they're celebrating about it. And, you know, some of the people that you really thought were great are no longer at Fox anymore. That's for a reason, okay? Tucker Carlson is the hottest thing going, and they're trying to figure out how to get rid of him. All right, so I want to point you to some more conservative stuff. If you're still on the cable, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, if you haven't already heard me say it before, cut the cord, get off the cable, you're financing this garbage. When you pay your cable bill, you're paying CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, you're helping Whoopi out there on The View, and you're just, that's where your money's going. Whether you watch it, whether you agree with it or not, if you're paying the bill, you're financing it. That's cable or satellite. Now, you gotta have internet service, so you need an internet service provider. But you get out there on the internet, and there's so many ways to get the truth, so many conservative outlets out there, podcasts, conservative talk shows are all over the place, conservative channels you can subscribe to. You know, we lost Rush Limbaugh, but he wasn't the only conservative out there. There's dozens of more out there now. I recommend you get a Roku box, R-O-K-U, and that's where you get streaming services off the internet. It comes with tons of free stuff. If you want to subscribe to something like Glenn Beck or One American News, you can do that. But
Newsmax is another
one. Well, Newsmax you can get for free. You don't have to subscribe
it. But it's there.
It's there.
Frank Speech is free.
Frank Speech, all that. It's all out there. And it's not like cable. You pay the bill and you get 1,000 channels of garbage you don't want to watch anyway, and you don't need to be pumping it into your house. Now you have to worry about you're pumping Disney into your house in front of your kids, and that's all about gays and transgenders and all that. You're letting your kids grow up being indoctrinated by Disney. It ain't the same Disney you know. It ain't your Mickey and Disney,
and that is something we should touch on too about what's happening with Disney this week.
Well, you got it. Go with it.
You know, they, well, it started with the, what they love to call the Don't Say Gay bill, which DeSantis, it's a parental rights bill that DeSantis signed into law, and it passed. It wasn't, you know, he signed it. And Disney has freaked out. They have gone and lost their mind. And they are vowing to do everything they can to get this overturned.
That's because the upper echelons of Disney's management are now transgender and gay.
That, well, so what happened, you know, and they're putting it out there, and which, excuse me, but let's go over the numbers again. Less than 6% of the population are part of the alphabet community.
I think that's inflated. I don't think that's
less than 0.6.
0.6.
0.6.
Well, they're transgender, but less than 6% are part of the alphabet.
LGBTQ.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's your target. That's your business model. That's, you know, that's what you're going to.
They are very active in what they do. We need to be active.
We need to be as loud as they are.
Louder.
And you're absolutely, and that is why, because they are loud and in your face, and that's why you hear and see so much about it. But other than they're being used as pawns. But so that's what Disney is focusing on. So leaked this week was the Zoom call between some of the higher ups, and every single one of them lamenting, crying, why are the lead roles not transgender? Why are the lead roles not gay? How can we do this? How can we get it? One of the women who is one of, like, she's not the CEO, but she's close up there.
And when she says lead roles, she's talking about lead roles in Disney
children.
Movies.
In Disney movies.
Children's movies, yes.
She said, as a mother of two queer children, one a transgender and one a pansexual.
A what? Mm-hmm.
A pansexual.
What's that?
I don't know.
You put him in the pan, he's going to fry in hell.
I mean, so this is one household.
She's the director of content, I think.
There you go.
Yep.
Yes. And she is so concerned about what kind of roles and lead roles can we have for transgender people and gay people. And I'm telling you that every single one of them on the board on this call, that is their main concern. That is their focus. That is what Disney is trying to pump into all of your children's programs, their books, their movies, everything.
And you can go on YouTube and do some research on Disney, and you will find out, because they will show you frame by frame some of the children's movies or cartoons from years, years, that have all kinds of inappropriate things in there. And I'm talking about phallic symbols and, you know.
Well, the Little Mermaid was full of them. And,
yeah.
And you think, you know.
But it's stuff you didn't realize. I mean, you sat right there and watched it and you never saw it. It's your subconscious.
Right, right.
When you're a little kid and you're sitting there in front of that TV screen staring at it all the time and it's getting in there over and over and over and over and over and over again, it's subliminal programming is what it is.
That is what, when we talk about why are they confused, why are so many children confused, you know, we were all children once. Every single person in this room was a child. And I never met another child who said to me, am I a girl? Am I a boy? Am I a fish? What am I? Like, I never in my entire childhood. I have four siblings. Not a single one of them ever said I had a friend who was confused. They are confused because of this crap.
Yep.
Because of this coming in to your house and it's at your schools and you're not paying attention. It's on your TV and you're not paying attention. And
right.
That's how it's happening.
And let's face it, if you're in kindergarten and this big drag queen comes dancing dressed in multicolor outfits and multicolored hair and sparkles and so happy and used the word gay and mm-hmm. just having a great time and interacting with you, and all the other kids are smiling and happy. That's what's happening.
You know what? There was an article in the New American magazine not too long ago. Alex Newman did it, and he was talking about the statistics in California because a lot of this started out there, and it has been this kind of confusion among children has been on the increase out there for quite some time. Now we're doing it all across the country. It needs to stop.
It does.
Yeah, I want to point out that I finished high school in 1955. I never knew of anybody all the way through elementary school and through high school who was said to be gay or queer or anything like that. There just wasn't any. And I did hear about one in a neighboring school, and a bunch of us boys got in a car one day and went over there to look at him.
Oh, my goodness.
One of the things I wanted to say, you know, about the distraction. So let's remember, it wasn't that long ago when Joe Biden spent $30 million of American taxpayer money to give away crack pipes.
Yeah.
And that is paraphernalia in many states. And I would say that he is an accessory before the crime. Mm-hmm. But that is one thing he's trying to cover up. Then there's the money laundering and the scheming that the Bidens have done. There is the collusion with the Chinese and their office in Beijing, where two Chinese nationals had keys to the Biden Foundation office. There are so many things. I would not be surprised if before our November election, Joseph Biden declares a national pedophile holiday.
I don't doubt that a bit.
I want to go back to what you were saying about Disney. My grandkids are of the age that I have seen Frozen,
Maleficent.
Thank you. And Into the Woods. And after watching those three movies, I looked at my husband and I said, Disney has been taken over by feminists who are into special effects. There was not a strong male character of integrity in any one of those three movies. And Prince Charming was a cad in both Frozen and the one that I can't pronounce.
Maleficent, yes.
And, you know, there wasn't a strong... I understand, and I've heard this, well, we don't want our daughters to grow up to think that Prince Charming will come along and everything will be fine. Okay, but I think they've overreacted.
I agree. So 3 points. I just want to jump back real quick. Doug, bring in the facts with the distraction and the money. Before I get into that, though, I do want to say with, you know, back in the 1950s and no one knew a gay person, things like that, do I think there are people who prefer men or women, their same sex? Absolutely. Do I think, I know there were more, they were in the closet.
Yes.
They were scared to come out because why? Because people went and looked at them. So of course there were. And now they feel more comfortable coming out. Okay. But don't come in my face. I don't run around screaming what I do in my bedroom. You wouldn't look at me and know what I do in my bedroom. I don't want to look at you and know what you do in your bedroom.
It's nobody's business.
It's no one's business. And so if you want to live your life that way, you go live your life that way. That's fine. That's fine. Now, it does not need to be a national focus. Okay? There are bigger issues. And then the second thing, what you were saying about Disney with, yes, we did go through a feminist movement, and yes, we did go where, no, you don't need a man to, no, absolutely not. A woman does not need a man to make her life
perfect,
successful, perfect, things like that. But man and woman need each other. That's how God intended it, for mates. That's why God gave Eve to Adam. We were made to go through this life together, to help each other, and to get it done. And
we were made also to procreate. Yes, and I've not seen two males or two females that could do that.
So
it's called family. And that's what the Bidens and the left are trying to destroy, is family.
Exactly. Yes. That was what the point I was long-winded going around to get to, is that, yes, they are. They started with the black families, taking the men out of the black families. We know that. We saw that. Planned Parenthood, all of that. That was a whole movement. And look at what has happened to the black community.
And, folks, okay? You can find all this. Go out there and do your research. Like we said before, it started back in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s. I mean, look at the book 1984. We're living it now. Mm-hmm. And it was fiction, okay? But we're living it now. Real quick, Rainer, we got a break coming up.
Well, Doug was talking about consequences needed, particularly for the Biden family and so on. There has been one little bit of good news lately. The Washington Examiner was reporting on the fact that the Federal Election Commission has fined Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party for having done the election fraud,
right, hoax.
Now, the fines were not big. Clinton's treasurer, $8,000. The DNC's treasurer, $105,000.
They spend that at the restaurant one night.
But it is a start. The guy, the Dan Backer, the lawyer who handled that thing, said that this may very well be the first time Hillary Clinton has actually been legally held accountable, and he hopes that this will continue forward. Well, I do too. I think the way to correct some of the problems we have is for bad actions to have bad consequences.
Yes.
And this may be a foot in the door.
Right. Well, folks, we got to take another break. But before we do, I want to clear some things up for you, because we've had a very heated and excited discussion here tonight. You can label us as haters, anti-gay, anti-trans, whatever you want to label us as.
We don't hate.
But I'm going to tell you, we don't hate you. We love you. As Christians, God gives us that directive that we are to love, and we do. The fact is, we love you enough to tell you you're sinning and you're wrong, and there's consequences for that. And we're giving you the sources to go to. I read you out of several versions of the Bible what it actually said. So you can go out and look it up for yourself. You were created as a male or female, a man or a woman. There's no need for you to be confused about it. You knew what you were up until the point some pervert tried to change your mind. And I'm sorry if that pervert might have been your parent. God have mercy on them if they're trying to tell you you're something you're not. You can very simply detect by using your own common sense and looking at the world around you, and nature, as Hal pointed out, you can determine real quick what sex you are. You're what you were born as. You're either a male or a female, and those are your only two choices. So label me a hater if you want to, but I don't hate you. I pray for you every day. I want you to come to grips with the truth and find your way, and you can take that to the bank. With that being said, we're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think E70 Palm. They built on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols, buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory, come for the thoughtful advice. E70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
How would you like to buy a present, be inspired, and have your spirits lifted? It's easy. Just visit Carolina Creations at 317 Pollock Street in downtown New Bern. You'll find an amazing array of gallery-worthy paintings, one-of-a-kind jewelry, pottery, glassware, greeting cards, personal adornments, and all sorts of temptations. Everything is displayed to please the eye. Prices run the gamut from a few dollars to a few thousand dollars. Many items are by local artists and artisans. Carolina Creations has been voted Best Gallery, Best Gift Shop, and Best Jewelry Store by the Sun Journal's readers. Stop in and see why. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will let you browse to your heart's content or swing into helpful mode if that's needed. You'll enjoy a visit to Carolina Creations. That's a promise.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, we've had a very interesting show, at least I think so, and I hope we didn't offend anybody, and if we did, well, we're very sorry, and we'll try to keep it going. Mary?
On April 26th, the CCTA is having a Celebrate North Carolina First in Freedom dinner. It's at Copper Ridge on the Neuse. The guest speaker is Mark Martin, who is the former Supreme Court Justice, Chief Justice of the North Carolina Supreme Court, now a Dean and Law Professor at Regent University. The tickets are $30 each, and they are selling out fast. If you would like a ticket, please contact Bob at bob@cctaxpayers.com, and we will get you tickets so that you can be there. It should be quite a night.
That is also the night that... I've heard him speak to court, and it was real good. I know he's a real good speaker, because we've had him speak at other occasions.
That's also the night that we will be doing the drawing for our gun raffle. So.
Well, we hope we will. We hope we sell enough tickets that we're able to do the drawing that night. It's a 9mm carbine, Kel-Tec Sub 2000. It folds in half for easy transport if you're camping or just traveling or whatever. It also uses Glock magazines, so if you have a 9mm Glock, you can just interchange the magazines with that. The tickets on that are $10 a piece, and I hope Melissa's right. I hope we have them all sold by the banquet, and you can walk out of there that night a winner. All right. Any other announcements on upcoming events? Our meeting, the third Tuesday of each month, I believe that's the 19th this month, April. We have Pastor Jim Corr and Pastor Tom Kakadelis, and they're going to be talking to us about the Christian's role in our government in elections and how you should determine the way you're going to vote. So that's going to be a very interesting meeting. That's at 7 o'clock downtown New Bern at Stanley Hall Ballroom. They gave a presentation on this at the God and Country Christian Alliance meeting last month, and it was an excellent presentation, and that's why we're having them come in and reach a larger audience.
And I just want to say, prepping for next week's show, that what Doug was saying about the distraction and the things that are happening over in Ukraine and Russia, you guys go out and check it out. The every single state, just about, there are a lot of election fraud things that are going through the courts, that are they are having these hearings about. It's coming out every single day. Pay attention to that. Pay attention to the laptop from Hunter Biden. You need to pay attention to what they are distracting us from.
Right, folks. If you're not on Telegram yet, get on Telegram. When you get on there, get your account set up. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. It's better than Facebook, better than Twitter. It's an excellent platform, and it's full of conservatives. But you go on Telegram, and in the search bar at the top, type in election fraud, election integrity, voter fraud. You will find all the evidence you need, and these are from sources that were involved at higher levels. The election officials that were there, I can't remember her name, that she made a backup copy of the
Tina Peters,
yes.
Colorado.
You can find her information up there. There's plenty of it up there. You just have to do a simple search, and there it is. Hal?
I just wanted to mention that Tim Mason, he's the vice chair of CCTA, and he's working on a candidate's presentations for this upcoming primary.
Right, debate and forum.
Forum, yes. And he's also going to work with God and Country Christian Alliance, and he'll do it at Orange Stadium again like we did before. Mm-hmm. Orange Auditorium, I mean.
No, we won't. Why? He found out today they're already booked up until after May.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yep. We won't be doing it there, but we will get the word out to you. He's checking a few other places, options on that. And as soon as we have a venue, we'll let you know where it'll be. But it will be the candidates that are running a forum for them. And so you get to meet them, you get to question them, you get to talk to them.
And as Doug mentioned, we really need to pay attention to this election.
Right, we sure do. And folks, we not only need to pay attention, we need to be involved. We need poll workers, we need poll watchers, we need people working for these candidates that we need to get elected. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show, folks. We appreciate you tuning in and spending time with us, and we hope to see you again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.